All right, Joe, give me a sound test. We're recording.
Okay, it's World Peace about World Peace.
The midget fidgets with a sticky widget. I think we're good. Let's do this. Joe, this is the meta episode. Let's talk about who's going to do the intro. You.
Welcome, everyone. Podcast about a podcast about a relationship regarding a podcast called Just the Cousins. I am your host, Joseph Neal, and with me, as always, is my brother from another mother, from the same grandmother, Jason Farr, who smells delightful.
Nailed it. Oh, man. I don't know if my levels are on or off. You sound quiet. The music sounds loud. I don't care. I'm just doing it.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. But I don't know if the music's too loud, but I'll turn it down in a minute. I want to hear, what's her name? The singer for Roy Xop. What's her name?
I don't know her name.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Her name is... we hear her so often, we should know who she is.
Her name is Robin. No, it's Sven.
Nice.
No, Suzanne. I don't know. Okay. One of these people. Members, Spine, Berge, and Torbjorn Brutment. I don't know.
Yeah, they're from Sweden. They're Swedish, right?
They better be. Okay, I don't know. I could look it up, but I'll do that later. Let's turn this down and get to the show. Good evening, everybody. Like Joe said, this is Just Because It's, and we're going to talk about our podcast tonight. That's our goal, right? Today's podcast is about our podcast.
That's right.
Yes. Let me jump over to the show notes and see if you said anything about our podcast that I should be aware of. Obviously, I've prepped really hard for this tonight.
I don't think there's any relevant notes from me.
I see some things you told me. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well,
tell me.
Since this is about our podcast, I want to say I record this podcast in my garage or out on my deck.
Yeah.
And right now, it's in the garage. Can you guess what I'm looking at right now?
The garage door.
Well, who just ran in and is going to try and fuck with everything is Jesus barking Christ, my asshole dog. He's trying to get on my lap right now. We're not going to have another one of these incidents. But I'm looking at a kitty cat on a pool table. A real kitty cat on a real pool table.
You have a pool table?
I do. I have a pool table in my garage because I live in Davenport, Iowa. We don't need to park our cars in the garage. The garage is the pool room. And the podcast recording room.
Yeah. When I come,
so, I don't know.
When I come visit you guys, that's where we're going to hang out, right? In the garage with the dog and the cat?
We're going to play some pool in the garage. My dog's going to try and eat my pool stick while I'm playing. I'm not talking about my cock. I'm talking about like a real pool stick. Though he does try to chomp my genitals on a regular basis.
He's an all-purpose dog. He's got you covered.
But no, he tries to eat my pool stick while I'm walking around, and then, you know, I try not to hit him with the pool stick. And so we've got a good relationship.
I feel like Lady Gaga should do a song about a dog that eats a pool stick, you know? He tried to eat my pool stick. I don't think he is thick. No, that's stupid. Never mind. All right, erase that.
No, I think you should write for Lady Gaga.
I think I should, too. You know who should write for Lady Gaga? Those guys at Larco. The ad they sent me today clearly was written about 5 minutes ago. We'll get to that in a little while, but those guys. You said you're looking at a cat. You have a new cat, or is this an old cat? Always had the cat.
This cat is 4 years old, and that's the oldest pet that I have. I have another cat that is... Oh my god, I'm talking about my pets. Yeah, I've got a little black kitty, and she's 3 years old. And then I have Jesus Barking Christ, who's like, I feel like he was just born the other day.
Yeah,
and he's terrible.
Did Jesus Barking Christ eat a bee?
He did. He ate a bee, and half his face swelled up. I put it on Facebook, and it was a fucking hit.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn this down a little bit. I'll turn it back up a little bit. All right. Is it too loud? Let me make it a little bit quieter. I was listening to a bunch of podcasts this week, and we are not the only people whose engineering sucks. God damn it. But not as bad as we do. I almost had it. I need to get like tools and stuff. Joe, when I visit you guys in Davenport, what we're going to do is we're going to go spend all of our wives' money. They're going to be really, really angry. We're going to get all kinds of great equipment so that I can do these levels just right. And we're going to get Bluetooth headsets, and we're going to play pool while we record.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait to record in the same room. It's going to be weird.
It's going to be really
weird. And it'll be, I think... I don't know. I think it might even be. Oh my God! Look, this cat just jumped up on my keyboard. I'm having animal problems.
You're having problems. But, I'm obviously having problems, and that is what this podcast is about. When I have issues with the sound levels, and I'm going back and forth with the volume on YouTube, that is what this podcast is about. This podcast is about how badly we do this podcast. For crying out loud, you do a montage every week, an argument for cancellation, which is like your way of saying we should stop doing this, and that is what we are about. Our podcast is about why we should not do this podcast. We've said that before, and we're going to continue to do this. You have a cat jumping on your keyboard. That's not a metaphor. You got a dog eating pool sticks. That's not a metaphor. And God damn it, Joe, I feel like we should be living the kind of lives where those are metaphors, but they're not, and that's why we do a podcast.
Yes, and it truly is a shitty podcast. See, we lean on self-deprecation. And the whole arguments for cancellation thing, really, that's just kind of that's like a cowardly disclaimer. So we can just.
That's exactly, you're right. It's a cowardly disclaimer.
So we don't have to try and do a good job because we're constantly admitting that the podcast sucks. So
God, Joe, we are so bad at self-deprecation.
Mm-hmm. Or are we?
Or are we? Oh, yeah. Thanks. You reminded me. I need to queue up some sound effects for later.
Sound effects today? That's cool.
I have a story I need to tell, and I feel that there should be some sound effects to go with it about my life. And let's see if I can queue these up for later.
Well, your life, which we talk about from time to time on the podcast. And again, this is the podcast about the podcast. At one point you said that the podcast JBC is about the making of JBC.
Yeah.
We've also said it's a podcast about our relationship, which is only based on the podcast. And that's only part of your life. Were you talking about that part or other things outside of the podcast?
I was talking about my car washing business, so completely outside of the podcast.
Is that going okay?
It's going real good, although, God, there's been some complications. Should I just go ahead and tell the story now to get it out of the way?
I'm super curious. Can you remind our listener what you do for a living?
Yeah, I wash car washes.
Did you already say that? Sorry. Say, I told you this was a shitty podcast.
That's okay.
Tell me a story about your job.
So I wash car washes. That's what I do. I live in Seattle, Texas. It never rains here. Hang on a second. Yeah, shitty podcast. Here we go.
That's kind of weird because most places called Seattle, there's quite a bit of rain, but not Seattle, Texas.
Exactly. I think that's one of the reasons why they named it Seattle. It's supposed to be an ironic thing. This is a while ago. It never rains
here.
Some
sort of idiot rain dance to call your town Seattle.
Well, here's the thing.
Fucking drought. Go ahead.
It occasionally water falls from the sky. There will be clouds, but do you remember back in, like, I don't know, it was like the 16th century, the Pope, there was some town where people were starving to death, and so they said, hey, Pope, can you declare rats are fish? If you say rats are fish, then we can eat the rats. but they'll be fish, and we're still good Catholics. And the Pope said, by the power of Christ, rats are fish. And the same kind of thing, we did that here in Seattle. We declared that even though occasionally water will fall from the sky from clouds, it never rains here, ever. It's a Guinness thing. Wow. I don't know. And as a result of this understanding, things are very dusty in Seattle. Cars get very dirty. We have no public transportation. There's no school buses. People drive all the time, and they're very fastidious, and they're very proud. And so there are a lot of car washes in Seattle, Texas. There are probably more car washes per capita than anywhere in the world except Long Island, I think. So we have a lot of car washes, and so I'm, you know, I do pretty well. I wash the car washes. You don't want to go to a dirty car wash because you were like, well, how are they going to get my car clean if they're so dirty? So I wash the car washes. So here's the story. Joe, try to follow along. It's really complicated. So,
Jason, I'm fucking entranced. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, so the guy who owns the most car washes, my best customer in Seattle, Texas, is a guy named Richard Grodom. And yes, that's his real name, Richard Grodom. And yes, his middle name is S, Richard S. Grodom. And I tell him all the time, Dick, you got to change your name. And he's like, my cool dead hands. Because he's like always quoting Charlton Heston, I guess. I don't know. So anyway, he comes to my office the other day and he tells me the story about how when he was a kid in high school, like back in the 60s or the 70s or something, he dated this girl named Gloria Barbara. That was her name, Gloria Barbara. And her father was he invented or brought to Seattle, Texas, car detailing. Like you take your car to his place and he, you know, details it, cleans the inside, makes it all clean on the inside, right? And everybody knew that what was going to happen. Richard would marry Gloria. He would get into his father-in-law's business and eventually take over someday, right? Well, I guess Richard and Gloria had a falling out, something about a box of catheters and 1,500 rubber bands. He didn't go into details. I didn't ask, but they didn't get married.
Shit is scandalous.
Yeah, it's crazy. Right. So they didn't get married. Anyway, I guess it inspired him because he decided to start buying up car washes and it became the big business that it is, right? So he's telling me that apparently he went to his 40-year high school reunion or 50-year high school reunion, something like that, and Gloria was there and they got to talk and, you know, let bygones be bygones, and now they're dating again, which is beautiful, right? Old people dating, it's beautiful. I mean, it's disgusting, but it's beautiful. So she explains to Richard, who tells me that when her father passed away, she decided to flip the script on the business. Instead of people driving to the Barbara detailing shop, what she would do is you call her up and say, I need my car detailed, and she'll throw a guy in an SUV. He'll come to your house, and he'll detail your car in your driveway, right? And then you pay him, and they drive off, right? It's very, very convenient. And I guess things have been going great for her in this business. But what she was telling to Richard was her cars get dirty. And so they take them to his car washes. But it's time consuming and expensive. And she said to him, Dick, what you need to do is you need to invent some kind of mobile car wash. Bring your car wash to me. And so he did. He invented a mobile car wash. He drives his mobile car wash to her parking lot where all her cars are. Okay, and drives over them, and he cleans them, and that's great, right? And it's a wonderful business. So why did he tell me about this? Because apparently his mobile car wash, Joe, is getting filthy, okay? And that's where I'm supposed to come in. So I was like, well, Dick, no problem. I'll wash your mobile car wash. He said, no. And he brings out all these books and statutes and ledgers from the Texas legislature. Apparently there's all kinds of weird licensing things and tax write-off bullshit. I'm not allowed to use my business for a stationary car wash on a mobile car wash. There's some sort of compete clause. So he says to me, Jason, what I need you to do is I need you to build a stationary mobile car wash. Okay? So I did. I built a stationary mobile.
Got through all the fucking red tape?
Yeah. It's crazy, Joe. I'm not allowed to buy stock in car companies because it's I can have an undue influence on their value if I do or don't wash the ones that Richard does or does not wash that Gloria Barbara does or does not detail, apparently. I don't know. But anyway, I built a stationary mobile car wash to wash Richard S. Grodom's mobile car wash that washes Gloria Barbera's detailing cars, right? So I did this. But here's the problem. This is really fucked up. My stationary mobile car wash is getting dirty, and I'm not allowed to clean it. This is where all this is going, Joe. Are you ready for this? Just this morning, this guy walks into my office.
Somebody.
Yes, this kid walks into my office. He says, I understand you have a problem, and I'm here to help you. I am going to wash your stationary mobile car wash. And do you want to know what that kid's name was? He's an Indian guy. His
yes.
name is Arjun Mehta. Okay.
Okay. Arjun Mehta. Did you just take a big swig? Are you stressed out by all this?
I'm a little stressed. I'm kind of excited. I have one of those half hard-ons, you know, the kind you get, and you're like, I'm not sure if I should have this, but I'm just going to let it be in case I need it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that you're going through all this, but I really love all the names of the people that you run into in your business.
These are real
you've
people.
You've met a few. You've met a couple of motherfuckers. Or
that's true.
Well, I mean, you told me a story on a previous podcast. You were washing car washes, and you had to deal with what was his name? Hiru Matafaka.
That's right. Hiru Matafaka.
And then, actually, his boss, I believe, what was his name? It was
I'm trying to remember. Like Heinrich Mutafuka.
Yeah.
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 Something like that.
Heinrich Mutafuka. And you were like, let me tell you the story about how I was talking to these motherfuckers and I told them to blow me. This whole story just sounded so obscene and aggressive, confrontational. But actually, you explained to me none of it was. Their names were motherfucker. Below me was some sort of industry term. Like,
yes.
You cleared it all up for me. Anyway, your job's really interesting, and especially the names of the people that you run into. It's amazing.
I work with some – Seattle, Texas is – it's an interesting place. You should come visit sometime. You'll have to drive. We don't have an airport or a bus terminal or a train station. But once you get here, your car will be cleaned no matter fucking what, Joe. No matter what. Your car will be clean. I promise you that.
That's good. That's comforting.
So that's my meta story that I want to talk about. And I'm trying to think of a way, and this is where I need you to like step in. How can I take my car washing business and that story and relate it to our meta podcast? Because that's what this is about today. That's the meta podcast. Thoughts?
Well, that's – oh, man, that's easy. That's like shooting rats in a bucket. It's like You have a
shooting rats in a bucket. Is that something they say in Davenport a lot? Oh, goddamn, that's easier than shooting rats in a bucket. You know what's not easy, Joe? Getting the rats into the bucket so you can shoot them. But I follow you.
Right. It's like wrangling rats. But anyway, your job is a meta job, so it doesn't matter. You can tell any story about your job, and you know, you wash car washes. You're a washer of washers, and that's just meta right away.
Okay.
And it, you know, and then it's like the Twilight Zone. You end up running. That's the most meta story I've ever heard, because there's like the washings of car washes that they're washing cars, and then by the end of the story, the person that solved your very complex problem, his name was fucking meta.
Exactly.
So you can't get any more meta than that.
Why even bother trying?
I was like, oh, thank goodness Jason has a meta story, because I don't have any meta stories. I just – and I'm sorry about all the text this week, but I've been staying up making montages and drinking while I do it. And then, of course, I always want to fuck with you, you know. Shooting you texts the whole time, and of course, belly aching about how I'm never going to get this montage done. Like, that's a fucking real problem.
Okay, I want to say two things.
Who gives a shit? Go ahead.
First, I want to read some of the text. Second, I want to tell you that voice you just did, I love it when you do that voice. Every once in a while, you pull out that voice, like when you were telling the story about the taco slicer. and how you cut your finger. You're like, my finger. Just that voice you do. If there's a way we can incorporate that voice, I don't know if you can like do a montage of that voice. Like maybe that'll be in, like an episode 200 because you've done it that many times. But I love that voice.
I'm glad you enjoy it. And now I'm like, God damn it. I had a feeling because I'm like, I get a little drunk. I'm making a montage. I'm like, oh, I better go to bed. And I've already like shot you two or three stupid texts. I think I did that on two nights in a row because I'm just like working on these montages. And I know when I wake up the next morning, I'm like, oh, I feel okay. I didn't take it too far. I can go to work. That's fine. But then it hits me. I'm like, Jason is going to get on the podcast and read these fucking texts. And now I will be exposed to our listener.
I like how you dropped the S without dropping the S. Let me read some of them because they're funny. I mean, after our last show, you pointed out that I said something wrong. On the last show, I said that the Exorcist novel was about a little boy. And you said, nope, it's a little girl, ninja. And I said, oh, you're right. I'm stupid. And then I said, hey, let's do episode 14 and make it meta, or we could do something else. And you said, meta sounds good. And then the next night you said, let's do a podcast right now. And then the next night you said,
yeah, I remember that.
And then you wrote, I'm montaging, and you made a very nice compliment. And then the next night you said, I order you around too much, but you fuck with me, so it's okay. And I replied. And then we get into like, this is what I love about you, Joe. It's like around about Monday or Tuesday or so, you start to agonize about our podcast. It cracks me up because I kind of don't understand it but I kind of do. Look, you are a very hardworking person. Your dad is a very hardworking person. My dad is a very hardworking person. I'm a lazy motherfucker. So clearly, I'm the black
really?
Sheep.
You're
I am.
Successful guy.
I have stumbled into some shit. My point is this, is that every Monday, Tuesday-ish, you start sending these texts. And that's what we're talking about, where you're like, we can't do the podcast. So I got too much to do. Here's some of the texts.
I know it's stupid. Thank you for tolerating it.
I love it.
Just humiliate me.
Okay, here we go. Trying to do a meta-tage. Failing. Need a different meta angle. Suggestions? Next text. Now that I split it into two tages, I'm on the right track. Thanks. I didn't reply. That's just your take. Smiley face. And then the next text. I've given
with
up.
A smiley face?
Yeah, you sent me a smiley face. Then the next text. I've given up. No ad. No montage. I wrote, clearly your ad should be a meta ad about not doing an ad. And you wrote, ... And then the next night, I might still deliver. And then, nope. And then, it's a challenge I might reject. And then I gave you a montage idea, and you said, oh, that's helpful. By the way, I was drunk and falling asleep last night after an evening of montager's block and writer's block. And then the next night you wrote, you said, hey, would it be possible for you to do something for me to help? And I said, I will. And we went back and forth on that. And then, ah, shit, this is Joe. Ah, shit, I'm trying for three separate montages for one show. Ambitious. Stupid. And I wrote meta. And you wrote meta retard. And then you said you weren't going to ruin the surprise. And then you asked me a couple other questions. And then I sent you a text. And then we did some text back and forth because I couldn't figure some text shit out. And then you sent me a text that said, thanks for the French.
Yes.
I don't know what that meant.
You didn't understand that?
No, I didn't know what that meant.
You and me and our listener will understand that by the end of this podcast.
All right.
I can't believe that you didn't know that. You don't understand that.
I can guess. And then I'll read one more text from you. This to me is the quintessence of the Joe mentality. We might need to record Saturday morning. I've got a lot of work to do. One montage down, two to go. And I read that and I almost picked up the phone and said, fucking Joe, you are working way too hard. And I've said it in multiple podcasts, Joe. Way too hard.
I figure you must be kind of – it must be frustrating for
it's
you.
It's not frustrating. It's hilarious.
But I got to tell you, half of these texts, and you just gave an example of this. It's me this is, I guess this is kind of meta. This is like, oh, feel very close to Jason. I guess I like thrive on weird deadlines. And I've like, even with this podcast, I'm like, ah, I will do something ambitious for this podcast. And then I get discouraged and I'm like, Jason, I cannot meet my own deadline. This podcast is in peril. And you don't even fucking respond to me. And then I respond to myself and I feel like you've given me all of this support and all I did was text you and then text my own response to myself. And it's fucking, it's like, it's psychotic.
It is. It is. And I love it. And it's great. You're absolutely right. That's what you do. You're like, okay, we got a shitty podcast to do. I will give myself an impossible task. Oh no, I can't do it. We can't do the podcast. Wait a minute. I got an idea. This is genius. Thank you. And I'm like, I get these texts 3 days later and I'm like, you're welcome. You are welcome.
But oftentimes when I'm trying to come up with shit for the podcast, I will get like stuck and I'm not really agonizing. I'm trying to interact with you and I know you're super busy. I'm like, oh, maybe he'll text me back. It's just, you know, I just love you, Jason. I'm thinking up reasons to have conversations with you and to write you texts and shit.
Fair enough.
I do this weird thing and then you oftentimes will give me, when you do respond to me, you'll give me some little nugget of inspiration and it will like kick me off and I will complete my ridiculous and often substandard task.
Right.
So thank you.
You're welcome. And for the record, I love you too, man. And I put the word man on the end of it so that it's no homo. And that reminds me, I think we should do a homophobia episode, but I also think we should do a food episode. And I'm only saying this now not to change the subject because it's the meta episode and I can talk about whatever I want. But all the hard work that you put into this, Joe, I really do value it. I think it's great. And insofar as Thursday rolls around, 8 p.m. rolls around, and we're ready to go. If you put in, you know, 8 days of work or you put in 8 seconds of work, I don't want to disparage the hard work that you do because I have laughed my ass off at every montage you've done. But the same token, I'm just glad that we're here because I like talking to you. That's why we do this podcast. That was the original intent, right? Back in the day. I don't even remember whose idea it was to do a podcast, if it was yours or mine. Maybe you remember, but the whole point is we like talking to each other. Why not record it? And if there's one guy living in, Santa Cruz who laughs at this, Monterey, Santa Teresa, I don't know. Fine. That's good.
He lives in Santa Cruz, Kentucky.
That's right. He lives in Santa Bella. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. So let me ask you this question. We're almost at the halfway point here. How many montages did you do for today?
I had three in mind and I got two of them done. So
are we going to listen to two of them today?
That'll be that. That's going to be my, my arguments for continuation tonight.
Arguments for continuation.
So I wanted to explain that to you because, this time I think after this podcast, we should at least have one more. So it's arguments for cancellation, but it's arguments for postponed cancellation.
Fair enough. Okay.
So I'm gonna consider this arguments for continuation.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know that. I don't know what to say.
Well,
you're next. It's your turn. Say something.
I will say something. I have been dominating this show like I often do, but I like to hear the sound of my own voice, which is ironic because I refuse to listen to the podcasts. Anyway, this is my point. If there's going to be two montages, and this is the meta podcast where we talk about the podcast, I'm going to want to talk about the montages, which means it's going to take up a lot of time. So let's do our ads now, get those over with, and then we'll move into the montages to see how much time we have left. Because if we have enough time at the end, we might be able to do our after show before the end of the show. Because that is really where we get super meta, because it's always when we're not recording that we talk about the podcast the most.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I feel like a little bit of this conversation here when you're fucking with me about the text that I give you and we're kind of talking about what happens outside of the podcast, That's kind of on theme in a strange way.
Okay.
And, you know.
Good.
And so, I don't know. You know, I feel less qualified to do this today, tonight, than I ever have.
To do what?
And I listened to to do a podcast. And I listened to our first podcast was pretty much atrocious. And I was like, oh, you know, we're way better now. And but here I am sitting here and just blathering and not making any sense. I'm like, you're not fucking good at this.
You're great at this. Let's do some ads. Let's do some ads. You're fine. Like I said, I don't want to be disrespectful to you, Joe, but I feel like even if you phone it in, you're better. I mean, I'm gonna quit blowing smoke up your ass. You're awesome. Shut up. Listen to this ad. Okay.
Well, maybe
do you have an ad too? Are you gonna go first? Or
next
am I gonna...
week. Next week, maybe we should do. The theme should be "Sucking Each Other's Dicks" podcast.
Okay.
Because we've done a good job of that tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna suck each other's pool cues with Lady Gaga. Yeah. It's gonna be the Lady Gag episode. Okay. So do you have an ad for us?
I do.
Okay. Why don't you go first, because then I'll go and then we'll do the montages, because then it's like it's you, me, you. How's that sound? Am I putting you on the spot there?
No. All right.
Do you need your ad right intro here? Do you need
you
have your copy?
Pass me the copy first. Yeah,
there you
and
go.
A little intro and I think I'll be ready to go.
Okay, where's the intro folder? Oh boy. Nope, that's not it. Where's – oh, crap. Oh, I'm all over the place. This is a
thank
quality
podcast. Thank you for the commentary. You're giving me time to prep.
Yeah. This is a quality – where'd the intro go? You son of a ninja. Hey. No, don't go in Dropbox. Go on my desktop, you piece of crap. Oh, wait. Here we go.
Oh, well, see. Okay. Hit it.
Why is it doing this to me? All right. There's the arguments intro, arguments outro. There's a Skype window in the way. A word from our sponsors. All right, and I got to turn off the background music too, right? That's usually what I do.
Yeah, you're getting really good at this, dude.
I'm getting really fucking good at this. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, here we go.
Perhaps you've never heard of Omnicom, but believe me, Omnicom is everywhere. We are the holding company for the best advertising agencies in the world. We make billions of dollars with a B. We only make ads for the top corporations in the world. Certainly you've seen our ads for Disney. A fully naked man with an oversized Pluto mask on his head. He's vigorously jacking off, and the mask is jostling around, bouncing left and right and almost falling off. It's the perfect image for Disney. That's why our agencies are the best in the marketing business. For McDonald's, we went slightly a different direction. This ad features a naked man with an oversized Ronald McDonald mask, furiously masturbating. The mask is bouncing about, turning sideways as he chokes it. One thing is clear, he's loving it. Some of our clients prefer ads with a little more subtlety. For instance, we did a TV commercial for Warner Brothers featuring a naked man angrily beating off, wearing only an oversized Bugs Bunny mask. The mask barely stays on the naked man's head because it is shifting around so much. You see, it's all the motion caused by the masturbating. Some of our work is designed to tug at your heartstrings. Take our ad for Knott's Berry Farm, a naked dude with a Snoopy mask furiously beating off. If you need nuanced, tasteful advertisement for your international corporation, there's only one choice. That's Omnicom. Marketing as strong and majestic as a lion, which is the new corporate mascot. In fact, throughout this entire ad, I've been wearing an oversized lion mask and enthusiastically jacking off. The thing is, my mask is jiggling and joggling around so much, it's about to fall off. Omnicom. What the hell do we think we're doing here?
Oh. I love
that. That is the weirdest copy that I've ever gotten. And it was the weirdest instruction for reading copies that I've ever gotten.
Excuse me. I'm laughing so hard, I'm choking on it. You used the phrase furiously masturbating twice. And mm-hmm. I just... furiously. Like, the sound and the fury. It just cracks me up. Let me... here.
Well, look, let's be clear. They sent me this copy, so they must just really like that. Furiously masturbating.
I guess so.
I mean, in here, there's lots of masturbation in this copy. There's vigorously jacking off, enthusiastically
yes.
jerking off.
Furiously beating off.
Furiously
angrily.
Beating off. Choking it.
Yeah.
A
tug. The word tug was used.
Yeah. Yeah.
At your heartstrings.
Man,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I did my best.
I think it was great. Okay. Here is an ad that Larko sent to me. And remember how I talk about hard work, Joe, how you put a lot of hard work into this? It used to be the case that Larko would send me the ad copy on like a Friday or a Saturday, like well before our Thursday recording. And it's been edging up a little bit. They sent this one to me today, about 3 hours ago. And I think it shows, but whatever. I will read it to you.
All right.
Here it is. Okay, I gotta get ready. Okay.
Yeah, put your mask on. Bust out your lotion.
Bust. Okay. We live in a world where there are more apps than you can shake a stick at, and that includes the virtual Shake a Stick at It app. Apps can do anything these days, can pretty much do everything, from filing your taxes to calling a cab, ordering flowers for your mother on Mother's Day, initiating drone strikes on terrorist regimes, or providing you entertainment with a Match 3 puzzle game. Indeed, apps are so ubiquitous it begs the question, if an app can't do it, is it even worth doing? Introducing iSmart from Larko. The iSmart app is Wi-Fi enabled, works in sync with your email, and can even link it to a variety of social networks including Facebook, Twitter, Orkut, Pinterest, Panterist, Panteraist, Panterrorist, Panda Expressionist, Paris Impressionist, Prison Tinder, Present Tenser, Kinder Cancer, Tiny Dancer, Dan Fogelberg's My Own Private Snapchat, and the Ted Dance and Sunday Dance No Pants Network. Log into iSmart using conventional methods such as a username and password, or you can opt for a fingerprint scan, iRetina scan, breathalyzer, face recognition, blood injection, DNA analysis, or Larko's proprietary pick-a-crotch quiz based on your unique personality profile. Security is rock solid and airtight with 129-bit encryption, which is one more bit than you get with other apps, as well as a built-in VPN. iSmart utilizes a triple stack of USB dongles and requires key agreement, repudiation, maximal force Fortran bond molding, and a near satanic random number guessing algorithm. Throw your iSmart enabled device at the ocean and it will probably kill all plant life in a 15-mile radius, just in case.
Good God.
iSmart works on iPhones and Android devices, Windows phones, and anything else with a computer chip inside it, and let's face it, that's pretty much everything these days. Install iSmart on your TV, your car stereo, your toaster, your wife's vibrating relaxation device, or your husband's inflatable, not tonight, honey, I have a headache substitution device. Install iSmart on your fucking shoelaces if you want to. iSmart is the one app to rule them all, the one app to find them, the one app to bring them all, and in the darkness, find them. Apps do everything. What if you need an app that does nothing? iSmart.
Oh my God. I was a little frightened by that ad. The ad seemed angry, and you seemed angry to read it.
Every time I read it, I got more and more angry.
Good God, man. Okay. Larko. Do we have to stick with this company? I shouldn't say things like that. They probably listen to this.
No, they do not.
I love you, Larko. Sorry.
They do not listen. I have asked them many, many times, and they said no. They do not pay attention. If you don't like Larko, I did some research. I'll talk about Larko on another podcast. We are rapidly running out of time. I don't know if it's time to do the montages yet, however. I don't want to slide in them too quickly.
Well, let me do a little bit of let me tell you more about my prepping experience.
Yes, that is something I want to hear about. Yes, please.
So I went from being like, how am I going to do a meta argument for meta cancellation, like a meta montage?
Yeah.
And I was like, I got nothing here. And how many times do you have to explain to me that if I don't come up with some fucking montage, or if I don't even write an ad, it doesn't matter, and we'll just record anyway? And I can't get that through my skull, and that's why you hear all this weird agonizing language. And but there was stuff that I suddenly had all sorts of shit that I wanted to do for this podcast, and I wasn't able to complete it all. However, the stuff that I wanted to complete and I didn't complete is all about ads. All about ads. I wanted to do an ad montage. And we will play this maybe next week or maybe at some other time. But I asked you on one podcast – this is fascinating. I asked you what LARCO was, because I was a little – it seemed a little muddy, like opaque. Like, what the hell is this? Almost like they – they seemed like kind of a scary, powerful, omnipotent force or something. Mm-hmm. And I asked you to describe it, and there's this entire portion that I want to isolate from this earlier podcast and just play it on maybe the next episode. Okay. I wanted to do it tonight, but I couldn't.
Okay.
But it's you just spinning your wheels trying to get to – what the fuck LARCO is. And it's honestly, I listened to it 3 or 4 times. One, it's really funny to hear you go through the process. And two, it's somehow unsettling. And and then I hear myself when I'm listening to the podcast, I hear myself like kind of putting into it, because I'm like, I feel like you're kind of buying time, or you don't fully understand what this entity is, something like that. And I'm like, and this, we should just change the subject now. But anyway, we'll give that example. See, I've set this whole thing up, and now I can't get, and now we can't play it, which again, it's terrible podcasting. And, but everybody knows this is a shitty podcast because we are cowards with our fucking cowardly disclaimer all day long.
That's what we do. Well, I'm intrigued to hear about that, and the fact that you set up a montage we're not going to hear this week just leaves them begging for more. That actually is a sort of a meta intro to your montage, which will be an argument for delayed cancellation. Because you're like, okay, we need to cancel this shit, but not till next week when I talk about this thing showcase this thing that I talked about today. So I think that's brilliant what you just now did on purpose and with forethought.
Yeah. Well, and so the there's that. I just wanted to get – I want to play that sometime in the future, mm-hmm. just because it's – I think it's one of your best moments on the show. It's just really weird and funny and, and again, it's a little bit scary. Maybe we should have put it on the horror podcast. But then I wanted to do an ad montage, and I think it's super easy to do, really. I just wanted to – because it would have been good for the meta show to just say, hey, here's like a little recap of all of the different sponsors that we've had.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to put that together. We'll do that some other time.
Okay.
And to our listener, that's right. I'm just talking about a bunch of shit that you're not going to get to hear now. So if you're not already adjusted to disappointment, then just feel it now and try to tolerate it.
Who knows why you're listening in the first place? Yeah, if you're not adjusted to disappointment.
Hey, what are you drinking, real quick, before we move forward?
I'm glad you asked. I am drinking a beer called Canna Citra, and I think they're local. It's a Northwest Pale Ale, and I bought it because on a little tag at the liquor store it said "Chug it or sip it," and I am a chug it kind of guy. So I said yes, thank you. What are you drinking tonight, Jew?
I had a Fat Tire, which is that's a Fort Collins beer.
Yeah,
it's which is pretty much kind of like a Boulder beer. If those colleges, there's breweries over there, and you know,
I've never been to Boulder.
My heart for that. But Fat Tire is good. It's an amber ale.
Okay,
just yummy.
Yeah,
and but I finished that, and now I'm going to do what I do often, which is pour Fresca into a shot of vodka with ice.
Wonderful. I'm going to join you in that shot. I have not finished my can of Citra. I finished the first one, but not the second one. But I will join you in that shot with a shot of tequila. This is the Three Amigos Añejo. I bought it because I prefer Añejo when I can, and the Three Amigos was cheap. But I figured it's not as bad as your cheap Cuervos and stuff. If I recall, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, your father is partial to the Don Julio Añejo.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
Have you ever had that yourself?
Yeah, yeah. And this is not interesting to anybody but you or me, or perhaps just me. But my father's birthday is the day before my birthday. Mm-hmm. So we've had a couple of times where we got to do the birthdays at the same time. And what we do is at midnight, for a fraction of a quantum nanosecond, mm-hmm. we have convinced ourselves that it is both of our birthdays.
Yeah.
And so at midnight, we did a shot.
Okay.
I think we've done that a couple of times. We did a shot of that very booze that you're talking about.
The Don Julio. Your dad had a milestone birthday a few years ago, and that's where I met your future, at the time, future wife, and mm-hmm. hadn't seen you for a while, so that was great. It sort of rekindled things between us, I think, at that birthday.
I think so.
And the reason I bring up the story in particular, however, was that at the resort where the birthday was, everybody got their own rooms. Obviously, I was there with my wife, and for some reason, I don't know why, but the Don Julio was in our room, and at about, I want to say, 12:30, maybe 1 at night, my wife and I are asleep, and your dad and his wife and my dad and his wife, our parents, come pounding on the door, scared the shit out of us. And this is a true story. If nothing else is true on this podcast, this is a true story. Pounding on the door, singing at the top of their lungs, 60-year-old people.
There.
It was so awesome. And,
that was my father's 60th birthday party, yeah. Surprise birthday party, and I saw the man revert to his early 20s, and he's something else when he got drunk, and he was just a troublemaking son of a bitch, and your dad just joined right in.
Oh, yeah.
And both their fucking wives jumped right in. And
oh, yeah.
Like, look, I'm of a different generation. I thought, like, my wife and I felt like, aren't we supposed to, like, get wild and crazy still? Like, we're young enough to do that, right? No, we were completely reserved compared to our parents. Your parents and my parents.
Right.
It was fucking out of control. They were banging on your door, singing.
Singing. And then they came and explained they just wanted the Don Julio. Mm-hmm. And your dad kept holding it up next to his face, if I remember, with his finger underneath the word. He would go, Reposado. Just every time. We're here for the Don Julio. Yeah. Reposado. Or no, not a reposado. Sorry. Añejo. That's what he kept saying. Añejo. And it was so wonderful to hear this boy who was born and raised in Kansas. Okay, I don't know if he was born there, but raised in Kansas, saying over and over again, Añejo. It was a beautiful thing.
I'm glad that you brought up the story and that this – it makes sense that he was, you know, trying to pronounce – some word in Spanish over and over again while he was drunk. Because we were hanging out. One of his friends that was at that party and his friend's wife, they're these delightful Mexican folks. And my dad and this guy, well, the whole group of people, it was really funny because they were, you know, my dad's super white and everybody's, you know, most of the people at that party were just white because, you know, I have no explanation for that. But here we have my dad's – here we have my dad, one of my dad's friends who, you know, is this super funny, but like, you know, proudly Mexican dude, you know? And I think that he just got into it. He was just hanging out with this dude all night. And the one funny joke that I made was the guy was like, okay, I think we're the only two Mexicans here at the party. And I said, well, my dad doesn't always invite Mexicans to his party, but when he does, he invites dos Mexicans. And everybody loved it, including the Mexicans. And
of course,
all of the frightening percentage of white people that were there, too. They loved it, of course. And
of course,
Anyway. Weird. Okay, I'm feeling a little icky inside.
Okay, here's a palate cleanser. That was a great story. And I don't know if anybody noticed, by the way, the background music switched from the surf guitar, the surfy beach mellow guitar, to the Irish music that I queued up for our St. Patrick's Day.
Okay,
I'm gonna let it go.
That.
Yeah, it's there. You'll notice it when you hear it again. As a palate cleanser, we're gonna do the montages and we're gonna run over again. And who knows? Someday we're just gonna admit this is a 90-minute podcast, not an hour, but whatever. Here's this thing. It's an experiment.
I'm not kidding. I say that I was really thinking the same thing. I'm like, what? Earlier today, I was like, this is gonna go an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But then we started talking today, and I was like, I'm fucking brain dead. We need to just play the montages and stop.
Get out.
It'd be fucking 30 minutes. But we're hanging in there.
Talking about the podcast will always take up a lot of time. Here's our palate cleanser. Now this is an idea I've had. Actually, I forgot to take. Did you take your shot yet?
I think you misunderstood. I put a shot into a glass of ice. I poured my Fresca in it, and we now have a very effeminate vodka Fresca.
Oh, you're just drinking. Okay, I'm going to shoot this tequila here real quick.
Do it.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Beer chaser. Okay, here's my experiment. I have this theory. I got this theory. It's not really my theory, but I came up with it too, and I heard other people talk about it, that if you laugh a lot, other people will start laughing whether they want to or not, and it's just really, really infectious. And so my goal here is I'm gonna try to make you laugh by me laughing. That's my goal, Joe. I'm going to start laughing. You're going to start laughing, and it's going to be sort of – I don't want you to fight it, but it won't be all that willful. And then we're going to do the montages, and they're going to be even more hilarious because we're already – laughing. But the vector I'm going to use to get us to laughter is this thing called the insanity test. Now, this has been on the internet for as long as I can remember. I don't know if you are familiar with it. If you are, great. If not, I'll explain it to you. Are you familiar with this little 1.5-minute clip called the insanity test?
No, this is the first time I've even heard of it. So.
Okay, it's just an audio file, and there's a photo that goes with it. So because this is a podcast, I've described the photo to you. So, Joe, all I want you to picture is just sitting on the tarmac is a Formula One racing car, okay? You got that in your mind? A Formula One racing car.
Got it.
Okay, all right, here we go. Hopefully this will work. Totally, we're doing it live. Here we go. It says, turn on the speakers. Okay, they're on. Tell me if it's too loud. Okay. Here we go. Anytime now video. I didn't realize there's this much. Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 bim bam ba ba bam bam ding bam dam ba bam bam ba ba bam 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 ding 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 bam 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 bam. Ring ding 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 bim bam ba ba bam bam ding bam dam ba da bam bam ba ba bam 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 ba bam ding bam ra 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 ba ba. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you there? Did I kill you?
You asshole. You know why you're an asshole?
Yeah, tell me why.
One, whoever did that is a fucking genius. Two, I think they're using the same software as me, and they're just using it way better than I could ever do it. And And now my montages have to follow that fucking piece of genius.
Your montage will be great. I have no doubt about it. Oh shit, sorry.
I just want to shake that motherfucker's hand.
I don't know who did it or why, but I totally get it.
Why is it called the insanity test?
Because they contextualize it like you can watch this for 60 seconds without laughing, you're insane, right? So it's just – that's how I always remember to look it up. So
Context. See? We have a podcast where we portend that we are humorous and you have brought in something that somebody else did, and now finally our fucking podcast is funny because it's something that somebody else did. Good job.
Well, the point was, not for that to be funny because it is, but I'm laughing, you're laughing. Hopefully those laughter rings will, is that a word? Will mix. And anyway, let's.
It made me feel better. Thank you, Jason. That was really nice.
Whenever I'm down, I just Google insanity test, and I watch either that or I watch videos of little kids falling over.
Oh, that's funny. Actually, okay, so I just want to – this is for you and for our listener. We have things that we kind of resort to cheer us up, and sometimes that's something you can find on the internet. Just something that just guarantees, you know – you're guaranteed to feel better, and you're talking the insanity test is yours.
Yeah.
Mine is this little clip called drive-by farting.
Okay. Should I play that or?
Now it's anybody who's listening to this, Ian, the only guy that listens to this, he will go immediately and just type it into YouTube and watch it. But let's say somebody else doesn't have access or let's say somebody else listens to this. I need to explain it in order for this to be like good radio, good pod.
Yeah.
So all it is it's a reporter. She's staring earnestly into the camera and she – I don't know what the hell she's reporting. But she's got a piece of paper and she's like shaking it emphatically and she's like, students are stunned. And then all of a sudden it doesn't matter what she says after that because suddenly, wow, this actually calls back to the ad that we did.
Uh-huh.
It is a dude, a fucking like skinny, pasty white asshole, totally naked with a ski mask on, only a ski mask. He is running. You can see him running before she starts speaking.
Yeah.
He's running from far, far away and he runs like right up behind her and just this thunderous fucking fart. As he runs by. And that's pretty funny, but my favorite part is that it scared the shit out of her. And her response in her fear was to, still holding the microphone to her mouth, look back into the camera, and she says, oh my goodness.
I'm going to play it.
She says it. Go ahead.
I'm going to play it. Okay, it's playing.
Christy, this arrest sends shockwaves throughout this campus. Students stunned to learn what this federal complaint... Oh, my goodness.
I swear to God, if I'm having a bad day, all I need is just that. And it just... The fucking... The colors... on the trees get greener, the sunshine, it just gets warmer, the sky gets bluer, and I don't know if that sentence made any sense at all, but goddamn it, drive by farting.
Wonderful. Yes, and that's what's meta about this. My point is that laughter is meta all by itself because laughter is funny. You know, laughter is funny. I mean, laughter makes you laugh.
Well, that's why a bunch of like British shows and earlier sitcoms and stuff, they just straight up had canned laughter.
Yeah, because yeah.
It's like it's neurologically, it's just tricking you. It's like that what you just heard is not funny, but hearing other people laugh will make you laugh.
Hearing your story.
So we don't even need
to
write fucking jokes. And by the way, I brought that up before, talk about meta podcast.
Yeah.
in my montages, sometimes it's layers of us laughing at the shit. So, like, we have our own canned laughter. And then it sounds like there's a whole group of people laughing at something that isn't even funny because we laughed at it the first time when we first recorded it because we're trying to pretend that it's funny. And then you get that clip and you hear us laughing and then we laugh again. So that's four people laughing at it. And it's all bullshit. None of it's funny at all.
No, no. So, but it's hilarious.
We figured out our own way. Well, I'll give myself credit for this or I'll take the shame of it, which is we have our own canned laughter.
That's right. Jason. We are our own laugh track, which is that's what I'm getting at.
Hey, get ready for more of that, by the way. Here it comes.
Okay, so which one should I play? There was one that you uploaded yesterday and one you uploaded today. Which one should I do first?
All right, well, give me my intro, and then I'll see if I can't.
Okay.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, Ian, to another exciting meta edition of JBC's arguments for a brief continuation. All right, so we got two montages here. I think once we listen to them, it'll be clear that we should stop the podcast, which is what I'm always trying to do is stop this podcast. But let's start with what I call a montage called the meta fuckhole. Okay. And what that is a compilation of how often we talk about talking about the podcast.
Oh,
and
perfect.
And by the way, and thank you for your help on this, that bringing in us talking about the podcast, that was so goddamn boring and that I had to record some more shit to throw in there. So full disclosure, I recorded some more shit just so it could be tolerable and I could get my point across. And my point is, fuck this podcast. Okay. Hit it. What do the whippersnappers call it? They call it meta. Meta.
This is a very meta show. And the fact that we say it's meta, that's what I like about meta. If you say meta, you're automatically meta.
Meta podcast about the podcast in your face. About your face.
One of the things that we want to talk about on this podcast is how much we are talking about this podcast.
We think our podcast is about that. We don't know what it's about. That's what it's about. But we don't know.
We can't find what it is.
It's meta.
Can we talk about talking about our talks about our podcast, about this podcast, please, regarding please, please? Meta, Joe.
Meta.
It's become a meta fuck montage, a veritable fuckhole.
Meta fuck montage. Meta fuck montage.
Just sucked down into this fuckhole, this void. Of meta fuck.
We'll be talking about how we're talking about ourselves. The meta will collapse upon itself. You said fuckhole, it's a black fuckhole. It's a black meta fuckhole.
It's a black meta fuckhole.
Black fuckhole.
That montage is the meta montage. Or is this next montage the meta montage? I call this one the montage montage because we discussed it earlier. You're like, you know what? Eventually, you're just going to make montages of montages, and we won't have to do fucking shit. We'll hit play, and it'll just be montages of montages. And that'll be it. Guess what? That day is fucking today. Hit it.
Montage, motherfucker. Clusterfuck. The fucktage.
Fucking fuck.
Fuck. Fuck.
The fuck.
Fucking. To fucking go to jail. Fucking. Fucking. Fuck. It'll fucking make a cheeseburger into your hand.
Montage, motherfucker.
Shit show. The shittage.
Oh, shit. Shitty Metallica albums. Shit. Shit. Shit.
She. Montage, motherfucker. The bad songtage
is what you need to know about Joe. He's a freak, but he can float to and fro. One day he got sucked down into a black hole.
Wait, that's a good song.
wait, this is the worst part.
I've got a fire car. Is it bad enough to scare you away? There has been no circumcision. Don't get close, do da day.
I thought it was dope, yo.
Yeah, montage, motherfucker.
The bad joke-tage.
That is terrible. I'm sorry. Yo!
A fair joke. I would rather watch a dog's butthole open up and blow hot air into my eyes.
Hey-o!
Oh! And I was like, Fart jokes.
Fart jokes.
Oh, montage, motherfucker! Clusterfuck 2, you motherfucker, you.
Fuck.
Some fucks.
These fuckers cuss a lot! Holy fuck, motherfuckers. Fuck. Fucking Rosetta Stone. Fucking beautiful.
Fucking awesome.
You motherfucker, you.
Montage, motherfucker!
Sex, lies, and audio tape.
Postnuptials. Connuptials. What's the word for...
Fucking
hip deep in your bride and you're just ripping out butt tunes.
Fucking Bel Grande.
I'm masturbating.
I'm masturbating.
Well, let me just respond by ejaculate. Montage, motherfucker. The horror of our podcast.
An evil being.
I will kill you.
You didn't kill that guy? Give me his name. I'm going to go kill him right now. I'm going to go kill this guy. Motherfucker, I'm coming for you.
I am going to spectacularly dock Daffy Duck's ghost. He just died. Darth Vader was a fucking child murderer.
The horror
of our podcast.
Montage,
motherfucker.
Montage a la montageistic XB a la montage.
Okay.
Joe.
Yeah?
You can't. Joe.
Holy shit, man. Now look.
You can't.
I'm sorry, dude. You've discussed a couple of times how I need to keep these montages down to, like, you know, about a minute, maybe a minute and a half. That motherfucker, that one, I mean, what are you going to do? It's like 2 minutes and 45 seconds or something. Like, it's a montage of montages. It's the first montage. And if I have my way, it'll be the last.
I need oxygen. Seriously, you can't. You should call up every state prison and say, hey, you need to kill somebody? Play them this. They'll laugh their asses off and die.
Oh, you liked it that much. Thanks.
Oh, my God. I'm literally sweating. My jacket is covered with drool from laughter.
I don't mean thanks. I mean, fuck you. This is – that. Look at that. I'm just killing time. Playing a montage of our montages, because if I have to keep doing this, I just want to have the whole thing be a montage so I can just sit here and shake my head in disappointment at the low quality of our podcast. Have I convinced you, sir?
Yeah.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
You know what's great about our podcast?
That is better.
I'll tell you what's great about our podcast. We amuse the shit out of ourselves. I don't know if anybody else will ever care. If by some, like, weird edict, some parallel universe where somebody says, you now, all 7 billion of you must listen to the JBC podcast. No one will laugh except for us. And I don't care because
I like the image of like of let's say it goes all Big Brother and everybody is just like rallied into arenas and this is if we are Big Brother or Big Cousin,
Big Cousin.
And we just go, and now you must listen to episodes 1 through 14. And then when you're done, we're going to just play the montage of montages. And just that. And if you don't laugh, then you will be herded together and killed. Oh, my God. See, now I feel really icky again.
Okay. Okay. My point is just that I don't care if anybody else thinks it's funny. I've lost weight this evening. I've had two beers and a shot of tequila, and I've lost weight.
And you, man, you played the insanity test right before. Like I'm sitting here agonizing. You know, the last two nights, and probably as a professional, like having a few too many drinks as I do this.
Yeah,
and. And I'm like, God, is this even good? Because you know what I mean? I did a lot of this work when I was just a little bit saucy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just really enthusiastic about the process. But fucking, I don't know. Say something interesting, Jason.
My point is, I said this earlier, you can probably phone it in and it'll be fine. I appreciate that you do a lot of hard work. And I think it's both – I respect it, and it's adorable. Part of me wants you to, you know, the part that loves you is like, I want you to be free of the agony. But another part of me is like, no, fuck that. If this is your process and you're miserable for a week before I laugh my ass off, then so be it, goddammit. So be it.
Well, I remember here, talk about Meta Podcast. The first time I did a montage was in episode 3. Mm-hmm. See, I'm the biggest fanboy of our podcast, so I can like call back to what actually happened. And if you ever try to say that something happened or didn't happen and you're wrong, like I've fucking got you. I know what happened on our podcast, and your memory is fair, and you say a bunch of really hilarious shit, and you don't even know what you've done.
That's
like
true.
You have no idea like what you've done here.
I have no clue.
And, you know, for the sake of the humor in the podcast, I'm going to say that what you've done sucks. But I'm going to break the fourth wall for the first time.
Okay.
And say that what you do on this podcast is really, really, really funny.
Well, thank you.
And you don't even know. You don't even know about it.
I don't even know.
You just live in the moment. You are Zen, Jason. You live in the moment. And that's why all my agonizing and weird shit and the fact that I – look, it's my fucking job, Jason, to go back through the podcast.
It is.
And pick out things and put them together. It's a burden. It's a burden.
Well, and like I said, on the one hand, I –
Do you have that fucking Irish music playing?
It is. Yeah. I'm glad you could hear it.
It seemed to just – did that just start just now on accident?
No. It's been playing for a few minutes now. Yeah.
Oh, it has? Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize it. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, like I said, part of me is like, you know, I want you to be relieved of the misery and the pain. I want you to be able to not give a damn like I don't and just be there. But another part of me is like, no, I mean I appreciate you telling me that I'm a comedy genius. I think that you might be a little bit biased, and I hope that everybody who listens to this show is biased. I can tell you that there have been more than just Ian who have reported to me that they heard a few things here and there, and nobody, including Ian, who I have a lot of respect for, by the way. Ian, I'm not saying that just to blow smoke up your ass. I'm saying it to blow sunshine up your ass as well. Nobody.
I always love it when somebody blows me.
Yes.
Or sunshine up my ass.
And I kind of forgot my point. My point is that nobody except for you, Joe, tells me that what I do has any value, and therefore you're the only person whose opinion I have any respect for, and that is why this is a meta podcast. iTunes needs to have different categories for podcasts. There's comedy, there's politics, there's history, there's you know, current events, and there needs to be a meta podcast category, and ours needs to be in that, and we need to get 5-star reviews from every Mutafoka and Matafaka that listens to this show. That's what I say.
Well put. And I want to say, again, breaking the fourth wall again, I listen to the podcast for fun, and then I listen to the podcast to harvest material for montages. And it does. I've heard every one of our podcasts a lot. Actually, this is good for the meta podcast.
Yeah.
Because this is number 14, right? Or 14,000 or four, yeah. You know, yeah. we've been doing this since the late 1800s, I believe.
That's correct.
And the thing is, the more we do it, the more difficult the montages become, because how many podcasts do I have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're picking corn and you have a very small cornfield, you're like, oh, that's no problem. It's going to go harvest this 1-acre cornfield.
Sure.
Well, our cornfield is getting pretty big.
It is.
And so it's daunting.
I respect what you're saying, and that you agonize about this. It makes sense because, like you said, you have to go back. There's more to go through. I'm imagining that once you pick one of those fields clean, though, you don't go back to it as much. And maybe instead of
I'm sorry to cut you off, but it doesn't work that way because each montage has some sort of it has a different theme to it. So if I come up with a new theme, I must cultivate the other cornfields. I must cultivate the cornfield of episode 2 and 3 and 4. Yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying.
I've thought about it.
You went through and you was like, you picked all the fuck corn, you picked all the shit corn, you picked all the horror corn, and you're like, oh, well, let's do a beaver montage. How many times did we say beaver in our last 28 episodes?
Don't give me that idea. Here, just write that down or put it in the notes or something, because that's going to fuck with me. I'm going to start thinking about that. Because you said the word beaver so many times, I've got at least one montage.
I tell you what, honestly, on that topic, not to change things too much, I was trying to get organized in my office as I was putting together the engineering, for want of a better word, for this thing. And I came across a note I wrote down, I don't know when, I wrote on a piece of paper, Play-Doh mask. Was that for... Did we...
Oh, no. Goddamn, perfect. This is the meta podcast.
What was Play-Doh mask?
It's not Play-Doh, Jason. It's Pluto. I was telling you a story about me and your dad at Disneyland, and it calls back to the ad where I'm talking about the ad for Disney is a naked man vigorously jacking off, and he has a Pluto mask on, not Play-Doh.
You're right. It says Pluto. I found the piece of paper here. Pluto mask.
You fucking idiot. Play-Doh mask.
I don't know. I like naked philosophy.
Naked man jacking off. Pluto. I can't believe I just said that out loud, and I really meant it, too.
And you are going to montage it, and I think that's the point. Pluto mask. Yeah, I wrote that down, and I drew a square around it. So was I supposed to remind you about that, or?
You didn't circle it. You squared it?
Yeah, with a stripe on the side, like it's a flag. I made a Pluto mask flag.
You know what I think that means? I think that that just means you really liked it, so thanks.
Yeah, no, I did. And I just want to point out that you used the word... I wrote down what you said before. You said furiously masturbating, you said angrily masturbating. And then just now, referencing the Pluto mask, I think you said vigorously masturbating. That's a new adverb.
Oh,
you,
it is?
We, okay. Well, we,
you know, I, if I wrote that copy, then we would have had more adverbs, and maybe more, it would have been funnier.
More masturbating adverbs. I think that we're going to do a food episode. We're going to do a homophobic, not a homophobic episode, but an episode about homophobia. We're going to do...
And that's just about us, right? You know, well, Ian Sane's main thing about us is that we have pushed the envelope. We've been offensive a few times.
Yeah.
He knows me well, so he's like, oh, that can't be you, is it? I'm like, well, this is the only time that I can just be really crass.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
Right.
Earlier you said no homo, and you know what? If we were a popular podcast, we would be fucking – that would be it, Jason.
Okay. You need to clip that out. If we were a popular podcast, we would be fucking
– Yeah.
And just end it right there.
See? Again, there's too many cornfields.
Too many cornfields. No.
And once we have enough cornfields, I'm just going to feel cornholed.
Here's what I'm saying, Joe. We're going to do food. We're going to do – homophobia. We're going to do other subjects. I think we should do a masturbating episode because we've talked about it so much. And it's clearly something that's close to both of our hearts.
That's an easy montage.
Real easy. I tell you what, of all the sexual partners I've had, I'm the easiest. I don't even have to get me drunk. Should we end on this really high note? I think we're almost done here. We've been going for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what that means? This is the longest... podcast. I almost said penis because I was staring at my cock.
I thought you were waiting for the end of the Irish song that was playing and you timed it perfectly. Yeah, we should probably end this. I'm going to bring up the Roiksop as a – oh, first there's going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy ad. No, it's an M&M ad. I don't know what this is.
M&M.
An ad for. There's a raccoon eating popcorn. The candy. There's a raccoon eating popcorn. Oh, there we go. Okay. What a shit show.
You know what? It was a shit show. And part of the shit show was the montage called Shit Show.
It was. Yes, you did a montage called Shit Show. And that was part of a longer... Oh, so meta. So meta. All right. So. Let's talk about the outro. Who's going to do it? You or me? You.
Love to hear what you have to say.
You do it. No, honestly, meta, our last, the horror show. Okay, listeners, if you've never heard our show and you want to hear a quality outro, go to episode 13. That was our best ever. I laughed my ass off for an hour. In fact, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just play it again.
Jason, you should listen to that episode. It's one of my favorite ones.
It was such a good episode. Oh, I can't. I can't play it again.
You know what?
No, that wasn't it.
So, I would like to say...
That wasn't it either. Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to say goodbye to you, Jason, and every one of our listeners. And,
okay, sorry.
Thanks
Goodbye.
For saving me there. Now see, as the meta podcast ends, you should all know this podcast sucks. And that's what we talk about. We talk about our podcast sucking. And it does. I am charged with the outro, and this is what you fucking get. Good night. Bad night.
Okay, I hit stop. Oh, wait, no, I didn't.